digital twins in focus when Northvolt builds its third automotive battery gigafactory. Northvolt's Peter Carlson is moving at a furious pace in his ambition to become Europe's automotive battery leader. After his first gigafactory, Northvolt 1 in Skellefteå, Sweden, which is almost ready to mass-produce car batteries, his track record with a company he founded in 2016 looks quite impressive. In terms of new factory projects that are finished, started or ready to start. Northvolt Savai Volkswagen's gigafactory in Salzgitter, Germany, is under construction. However, Northvolt's share in the joint venture has been sold to Volkswagen. He has initiated and signed for a joint gigafactory venture and a battery RD lab with Volvo Cars. Built and finished a battery RD lab in Västerås, Sweden. Built a battery system configuration site in Gdansk, Poland. But it doesn't stop there. Recently, Carlson revealed his next move, Northvolt Dry, a new gigafactory in the northern state of Schleswig-Holstein and the Heide region in Germany, for the production of lithium-ion batteries. To date in this project, Northvolt has signed a Memorandum of Understanding, MOU, with Schleswig-Holstein and the region of Heide for the development of a 60 gigawatt-hours lithium-ion battery manufacturing plant. Of course, an MOU is not exactly the same as a final green light for these plans, but it is close enough to regard Northvolt Dry as a realistic venture. Northvolt Dry will employ 3,000 people and produce its first batteries by the end of 2025. There is no doubt that Carlson and his employees at Northvolt are well on their way to achieving the market vision he spoke about in an earlier Engineering.com article from 2020, the goal of reaching a 25% market share in Europe for the company's battery solutions in automotive. To live up to this statement meant that he had to build more gigafactories. By 2020, the world consumed around 200 gigawatt-hours of batteries. But within 10 years, the forecast is that this will go up to 3,000 gigawatt-hours, he says, and explained that 1 GWH represents an investment cost of 100 million euros, or around $110 million, which means that a 60 gigawatt-hours plant requires investments of $6.6 billion. To achieve the goal of a European market share of 25%, Northvolt must build for 150 gigawatt-hours, he adds. If the global production level will reach 3,000 gigawatt-hours, this means that the European portion will land at 600 gigawatt-hours. While Carlson's plans will cost a significant amount to realize, the rewards in terms of battery orders look good. In total, as of today, Northvolt has secured commercial contracts worth $27 billion. Why digital twins are a secret of success. With the announcement that Northvolt will construct the new gigafactory Northvolt Dry, the intention is that by the end of 2025, when the factory is completed, another 60 gigawatt-hours can be added to what they previously produced. With the new site, Northvolt's pipeline of battery production capacity under development increases to over 170 gigawatt-hours. The goal is in sight, and a question many are asking is, how can Northvolt get there in such a short time? Carlson's answer centers on super efficiency, digital twins, and building production blocks in very complicated sets. How is that possible? Well, you have to build a damn good digital twin, says Carlson. He and his employees seem to be in full swing when it comes to this. The digital basis for this is mainly built up around Siemens Digital Industries' closed-loop manufacturing concept, CLM, on the design and automation side. It also involves ABB's Ability Family modules in important roles when it comes to factory electrification. What is the closed-loop manufacturing concept? In short, CLM enables flexible operations and back-to-birth traceability by creating a digital thread connecting the three critical platforms of PLM, ERP, and MES. The digital thread is continuously improved with feedback loops to form a comprehensive digital twin that includes the product, production, and performance. Siemens Accelerator and ABB's Ability portfolios in leading roles. On the PLM and manufacturing page, Northvolt's work includes products mainly within the Accelerator portfolio. Team Center for Plant and Product Lifecycle Management is the backbone for battery manufacturing, as well as the blueprint for new battery factories. Moreover, areas such as material management, TCIMM, cost management, TCPCM, and substance compliance, TC substance compliance, are important aspects covered by Team Center. NXCAD is the main design and authoring tool for the battery, packs, and related components. Battery Design Studio, SimCenter Star CCM Plus and Amisim are used for different simulation and analysis (SA) tasks. Siemens Polarion Application Lifecycle Management (ALM) tool is used for software and requirements management. Technomatics for digital manufacturing (DM) and plant processes simulation. On the factory automation side, they use Siemens Simatic, including control systems, integration and safety solutions, while engine motion control of servos is handled in Siemens Simotion. Additionally, ABB's Ability solutions are used for process automation and electrification. Simulation is a key capacity. In general, simulation is one of the key capabilities. With a digital twin in the center, everything is possible to simulate at all levels so that you can ensure that everything works as intended before moving on to the physical equivalents, as any changes and detected errors become expensive to fix. Does it not work as you intended? Improve and optimize by going back and simulating again. That is an important aspect of CLM. It is important to emphasize that the connections to the ERP systems must be included in the concept solution. If these connections do not exist, the link to the system will be missed. This means that several, possibly divergent, truths will exist, something that risks degrading process and manufacturing quality and opens the way for errors. One single source of truth, as the mantra reads, is the desirable solution to avoid sources of error. Batteries for 1 million vehicles. The real finesse in this setup is that every factory Northvolt builds principally uses a blueprint of the first gigafactory Carlson developed, Northvolt 1. This approach saves money and cuts lead times in development work, while at the same time smartly contributing to the possibilities of rationally scaling up production via more factories where it is appropriate to have them. The limitation is on the money rather than on technology, software and methodology. The facilities are, as noted above, expensive, and a gigafactory the size of Northvolt 1 with a planned production capacity of 60 gigawatt hours will cost around $6.6 billion. As it is powered by the cleanest electricity network in Germany, Northvolt Dry is positioned to produce the cleanest batteries on continental Europe, the company notes in the press material. With the annual potential production capacity of 60 gigawatt hours, Northvolt Dry will supply a range of sustainably produced lithium-ion batteries to the European market, sufficient for approximately 1 million electric vehicles. As initially noted, a new gigaplant will increase Northvolt's battery production capacity to over a total of 170 gigawatt hours. This is meant to promote its mission to deliver batteries in a way that is characterized by clean energy, circularity, and that is fundamentally different from the approach that dominates global industry today. Transition to a cleaner truth. Carlson commented on the matter in release as follows. We are pleased to announce Northvolt Dry, a project that fits well into a promising future cluster of interest rate technology initiatives that are emerging in northern Germany and promoting the broader European transition to sustainable development, a society in which Germany plays a crucial role. Furthermore, Carlson claims that Northvolt Dry's high-performance lithium-ion batteries will be produced with the lowest environmental footprint on the European continent. The location choice of Heide, Schleswig-Holstein, is the key to achieving this goal. The region has the cleanest energy network in Germany, a network characterized by an excess of electricity, which is generated by wind power on land and sea, and amplified by clean energy provided through grid connections to Denmark and Norway, according to the press release. Clean energy builds sustainability. It matters how we produce a battery cell. If you use carbon in your production, you embed a lot of CO2 in your battery. But if we use clean energy, we can build a very sustainable product. Our philosophy is that new energy-intensive industries, such as battery manufacturing, should be established in actual geographical proximity to where the clean energy is produced, says Peter Carlson. But it is not just clean energy that positions the Heide region and the broader industrial landscape around Hamburg that is ideally suited for Northvolt's growing presence in Europe. In addition to being centrally located in the emerging European battery supply chain, which connects Scandinavia and continental Europe, the region also provides the space needed to establish a battery plant of sufficient size to take advantage of the economies of scale that are key to reducing battery costs. German industry skills and circularity. Access to German industrial expertise and vehicle expertise will provide additional opportunities. Local manufacturing expertise in the Schleswig-Holstein region and Heide will ensure that the factory supplies the highest quality batteries, While the factory itself will provide critical work experience with battery technology, an emerging cornerstone technology in the European economy. With sustainability at the forefront of design and decision-making around Northvolt Drive, the plant will extract significant volumes of its raw material needs from recycled battery metals as part of Northvolt's commitment to recover 50% of its raw material needs from recycling by 2030. Northvolt Drive is developed in a transparent and collaborative manner that makes the most of the many opportunities the project represents for the region, says Christopher Hawkes, interim CEO of Northvolt Drive, in the release. In addition to battery production, Northvolt Drive will focus on an on-site battery recycling facility that will ensure efficient recycling of byproducts from the production process and provide a sustainable solution for end-of-life electric vehicle batteries recycled from European markets. Throughout the scope of the project, Northvolt is keen to include the company's commitment to transparency and straightforwardness in its contacts with external stakeholders. This approach has proven successful in Sweden, Norway, and Poland, and there is every reason to believe that it will support the delivery of another project with Northvolt Drive.